Joining me now on the KSRO live line are the co-founders of Petaluma River Park, Sean Paul Lorenz and Sierra Lorenz. Good morning to you both.
Hi, good morning, Daniel.
Pleasure having you on.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about Petaluma Riverfront. I was reading a bit about just kind of your goal and aspirations for McNair Peninsula. And just talk to us a bit about the... Talk to us a little bit about the riverfront itself and the project with McNair Peninsula.
Well, the project started when a dear friend of mine, Carol McKagney, was searching for a home for one of her sculptures, Huru, by an artist named Mark DeSouvreau, prestigious artist that has a studio in Petaluma, and the sculpture needed a home. And she presented the idea to me, wouldn't it be wonderful if this sculpture could be in Petaluma on this vacant piece of land? And I totally agree with that idea. And so I started, my buddy David and I started searching around our community for feedback if it was feasible. And turns out that it is.
Yeah, it really started as this idea of, you know, kind of an artist's dream, and then went out to the land and we're like, oh, these 20 acres really want to be a park. This is an incredible piece of open space in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
And momentum really grew from there.
Did you kind of realize how come that was just kind of open space? Is it just designated as that?
In the early 60s, it was rezoned a park and rec. I don't know the details around it, but it was to slow down the potential for a development, I guess. And so then from there, the property sat, and a lot of people in our community, turns out, wanted to see it become a park, but were never able to find the funds to buy it from the owners. And we saw $1 million, which was the purchase price, as a reasonable price to make a park for our community forever. And so we did some outreach and fundraising and built a team, and here we are.
Well, congratulations to you on that aspect, and I hear you're going to be making the actual purchase official today. What is exactly going to be in the park itself?
Yeah, so we're making the acquisition today, which is really exciting. But we definitely have some work to do before the full vision of the park comes together. The final park design is on the order of about $5 million, so we've got some more money to raise. But so the first phase, the really initial phase, is we really want to get it open, especially with COVID and people really needing open space. And so we're hoping the early part of next year, once we have sanitation and maintenance in place, that we'll be able to open with a soft launch of kind of a really rustic experience where there's going to be a trail and you're welcome to come and explore. And then we're hoping to enter into our first phase of build probably towards the end of next year or early 2022, which will include a lot of habitat restoration. We've got some work to do to shore up the shoreline, and that'll be our first phase. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate vision for the park is, you know, we want to preserve the natural rawness of this land. And so it'll be a natural environment, but obviously really geared towards public use. We're not exactly sure of the final design, and one of the reasons for that is because we haven't talked enough with the broader community. And the first thing that we're doing, we actually have some funding to kick off a community listening session that'll last about 12 to 18 months that'll begin the early part of next year, so we can get more input from a really broad section of the Petaluma residents of what they want this park to be and what they need. And that'll define the final components of the actual design.
Just kind of hearing you and just your sense of wanting to preserve just the actual land itself, just kind of mixed in with that, how much landscaping do you think would be still needed to ahead of this proposed soft launch early next year?
Not a lot. I mean, it's really mowing a trail and making sure there's signage to keep people safe. Is really the most basic version to get the land open. But then, you know, moving forward, as I mentioned, you know, replanting and restoring the shoreline is really important. The piece of land is a big contributor of silt into the river, which then necessitates the dredging, which we're all familiar with. And so we're looking to the initial phase will be building out that shoreline, and then we're really looking to do river access with docks and boat launches and things like that. signage, trails. That's the basic gist. There is also an idea of an event venue, a very naturally designed amphitheater. Again, that's something that we're going to have to run through the community review process, but an outdoor event space is definitely something that we're looking at.
I know this is technically through a nonprofit and really third party and not a government or Parks and Rec owned itself, but are you still looking for a huge amount of feedback from the community of what to do with this land?
Yeah, we certainly are. I mean, yes, we are a private nonprofit, but our vision here really is that this is a public resource. We're very, you know, it's in the center of town, really well positioned with public transportation and bike paths and walking distance from downtown. And the vision here is that it's a public resource. And so to honor that, you know, we have to have a lot more people at this table. And so we're working with a coalition of other nonprofits in partnership with the Sonoma Land Trust. You know, we're smart enough to know what we don't know and went to a organization that's been around a lot longer than us to put together a plan of how are we going to go about inviting the public to participate in the visioning of this space. And so that gets started early next year.
Well, either way, I'm glad that this is moving forward, and this peninsula and this 20 acreage is able to become something, or at least has a vision in mind. Congratulations to the two of you, Sean and Sierra, for just setting this up, and thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely, we really appreciate you having us on, and we got to give a shout out to our full team of committee members and the other co-founders. And our major donors, Jenny and Peter Haas and the McKegney family, and the over 400 individual donors that made this happen. It's really a group effort. We're so excited.
Definitely a great example of what happens when communities come together. That is Sean Paul Lorenz and Sierra Lorenz. They're co-founders of the Petaluma Riverfront Park.